appreciate this move you've made.
Yeah. Check that shit out. Jack moves.
Word from the chat here, you should have sang Pitbull's version of Africa.
That's not in the game.
I mean, you know, you could have just done his words.
I haven't heard his version, really. I've heard it like once, so I don't really know the inflection. I want to do it
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I heard it once as well, and I don't really know too much about it.
I know how to say Dave.
Okay, that's you're most of the way there.
That's all I got.
Okay.
So are we bringing the bad?
So I've got you know, the playlist is long.
Yeah.
It has hundreds of hours, thousands of songs.
Are you saying that you only want to play the hits?
As the songs have come up, there are occasionally some songs that I add to a second separate playlist.
Oh no. Oh, this sounds rotten.
That maybe, you know, just in the interest of giving you a taste of what the of what's really out there.
All right. In for a penny, in for a pound.
This is a playlist that I've titled The Worst.
All right. Take me to the worst. While I run these people over. Oh, boy. I didn't realize what was happening there until just now.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome in.
Oh, that's not good.
You like hip-hop?
I don't think so, Jeff.
Yeah?
I don't think so, Jeff. Look, it's up to you. You skip when you want to skip. You take as much as you can take. I'm in for whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there are 58 songs in this playlist, so, you know, it might not make sense to listen to all of them.
Yeah. It's the last day. Let's just go hard.
Yeah.
This makes the various headboard rap covers seem respectful by
yep.
comparison.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Alright, let's move on. What's up, man? You like Kanye West? You like Yeezy?
I don't like Kanye West when it's just Kanye West.
Are you into the Lord?
I may need to be. In the near future.
I know you like a good double bass.
The drumming is not the problem. Though this is pretty much just every metalcore drum beat ever.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Uh-huh.
Really been a big metalcore fan.
It's just, I feel like when I listen to a lot of, I just think like, man, calm down.
Just take it down a notch.
It's fine. Or like, get aggressive in an interesting way.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. A little out of season, but this is Halloween Fart Sound 5.
What you said about streaming services giving access to everyone. You say have all the music at your fingertips so you can just listen to whatever you want.
You can listen to whatever you want.
Maybe that kind of access was never meant to exist. This goes on for 4.5 minutes.
Oh, there's longer tracks of farts on Spotify if you're interested. I don't know if they're on this playlist or not, but But there's one that's 2 hours long.
Sweet Christ. I'm going to maybe turn off of this street as soon as possible, because this looks like a mess down here.
You could take 3rd right up here.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
This road is a big old fart sound right now.
See, spooky farts for Halloween.
I'm not really scared. Oh, yeah. I don't know that this is having the intended effect. Like, is the idea just to drive children away so that they won't take your candy and then you can just eat the candy?
I don't really know how this would be applied or deployed.
Like, even the screaming sound effects aren't very good.
Nope, yeah, the whole production is, also, if you listen to this track enough times, you start to hear where the loop is on the fart noises.
This is like sub fucking ICP background noise.
Oh yeah. You would not introduce a Joker's card to this.
No!
If 3rd doesn't work, I think you could probably also take 5th or of course 6th.
Yeah, any of these streets you can make a right turn on.
Yeah.
Alright, I think I can get over. Yeah. Let's do that. This is a flat.
All right, let's move on.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've got the gist. Oh, see, now this sounds nice.
You like Imagine Dragons?
God, yeah, I love Imagine Dragons. They're a pleasant band.
Do you like Minecraft?
Yeah, I do. I love Minecraft.
Then this is for you.
I just love good music, man.
Oh, well, then you've come to the right place. I have a playlist full of it.
What's up with Jay Rice? What's their deal? Do they just do Minecraft shit?
Probably. No, I bet they do. I bet they have done plenty of other video game music, if I had to guess.
All right. I can't believe I'm about to say this.
Uh-huh.
And
the guy also says the words Imagine Dragons in his song. I don't get that. Anyway, what was that?
Well, I was just about to say, I think this guy may have done Imagine Dragons kind of dirty here.
Is that possible?
That's what I was saying. I didn't think that was possible.
Yeah.
But now I don't know. It's how I feel. It's how I feel. I feel like they have been in some way wrong.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, I feel like I got the gist of that one. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's the Mickey Mouse! Come on, people! Is this officially licensed Mickey Mouse shit?
Yeah. Where's my token?
Once again, the Venga Boys have been done very dirty.
Definitely,
here.
That I agree with.
This is extra weird when you consider that this song was the theme song to the Six Flags Park franchise.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was a sound alike. It wasn't even the actual song. They just had a song that sounded like.
Look, they did the beat.
Yeah.
It had the synth line. That's enough.
The Mickey bus is coming. Alright, don't tell the police you heard this song, if asked.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh. This is a fucking crime. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is a literal crime. You know.
Any parents of any child involved in this should be in prison.
Yeah. Boy, but this doesn't sound like a child. I wonder what lyrics the children will end up singing. I'm sure it'll be tasteful and okay.
God damn it.
Fucking psychopaths.
Yeah. Kids Bop would never do this.
No!
But Kids Pop?
No law.
No law.
Ain't no law in whatever fucking non-extradition country they're recording this in. Holy shit.
He's got secrets, can't leave Cancun. You know.
Yes, I a child. No. Fuck off, fuck off! This is disgusting. Just disgusting. What? Oh. It's one of these. Hey, baby. Worst one of these, but it's pretty bad.
It's
pretty bad. What do we even send people to college for if this is what they're gonna fucking do?
I don't know.
This is why universities should be fucking public and free.
Yeah.
Because public tax
clearly
dollars,
the people we're sending don't deserve to go.
No. No tax dollars should ever fund anything like this. Bernie Sanders, when elected president, will immediately abolish all a cappella clubs in public universities. Uh-huh. That is why I am Bernie or bust.
I'm not convinced that Pete Buttigieg wasn't in one of these groups.
Joe Biden just went to the concert and then sniffed the girl's hair afterward.
Yeah.
It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness.
Here's chapter one of A Tale of Two Cities read by a robot.
It was the epic of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair.
This is 47 minutes long.
Before us.
Is this before the robots got better at talking?
Probably.
Like, did they record this in, like, 2004? Because this is not good. This has the fucking drunken, slurring vibes of, like, fucking a John Muir monologue.
There were a king with a large jaw and a queen with a plain face.
Imagine listening to this entire book being read by this voice.
There were a king with a large jaw and a queen with a fair face on the throne of
France. This is actually the only way I want to read this book because I've never actually read this book.
Well, here's
the lords of the state preserves of loaves and fishes and things in general.
Did they really just make an album called Magic?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Songs usually get added to this playlist in a fit of anger.
Yeah. I mean, I'm angry.
Yeah.
No question about that.
Dude's voice sucks so much.
Yeah, it's not good. I don't approve of it.
Macarena, count to 100 with me.
Who is Dr. Gene Feldman?
One, two,
it's a doctor.
Of what?
Five, six, seven.
I don't know.
We'll look it up. I want to know, what is Dr. Gene Feldman a doctor of?
Okay.
'Cause you can't just call yourself a doctor if you're not a doctor.
No.
Or you're if you're not Dr. Dre.
It would be illegal. Who would do that? DrGene.org, music for young children. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Clap, clap. That is 3/10. It's 3/10. What do kids really want? Click here for more info. I will not. 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. Here's a picture of Dr. Gene.
Okay, yeah, that's about what I was expecting.
Noteworthy educational career span more than 40 years. Classroom teacher, instructor of adults, author, and consultant.
Okay.
List of degrees include a BA from the University of Georgia, a DAST from Emory, and both MA and PhD degrees from Georgia State.
Okay.
Clap, clap.
I mean, we've come this far, I might as well see the rest of it, right?
Macarena, count to 100. Also, keep in mind that you're like, I don't know if you're supposed to be doing the Macarena while this is on.
I will not be doing the Macarena.
Two new keynotes. What do kids really want?
To take all their clothes off.
Yeah.
On a hit rap song.
That's probably what it is.
93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98. Some cop shit happening here. You made it through an entire song, and somehow it was that one. It was a beautiful day, and everyone was excited. What? We heard a Starbomb song last night too, didn't we?
Probably, man. It all runs together. This sucks shit.
I think they might be the ones I hate the most.
Yeah, I mean, listen to this. I feel like all the songs that I've heard have a fucking real... Hey, remember how the Lonely Island song with Michael Bolton, where they have to like butt in and go, "Wait, no!" Like it's like that's the joke they latched onto for all of their material.
Yes. The only thing they think is hilarious is them not actually having rehearsed any of this.
Oh, I bet they rehearsed the shit out of this.
They did.
Yeah.
But the joke is that they didn't.
Got it. Yeah.
It's called irony.
Just fucking trash.
Oh no, this is too many layers, man.
We've got to go deeper.
This is so many layers of fuck.
It's Kidz Bop Party Pop.
This is very stressful.
It's just them saying the frog stuff.
How old are you? Will your child be when you tell them about Crazy Frog? When will you introduce your child to the concept of Crazy Frog?
You know, the playlist works in mysterious ways. You never know when it'll happen.
I'm just saying, as a parent, these are the kinds of things you have to think about now.
Yeah.
This seems redundant.
My favorite group, Hot and Sexy, with their album Strip Club Rock, and this original song they wrote.
Here's the thing. Baba Taba on its own merits is strip club rock.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything to that song to make it strip club ready. It's there. It's done. They did the work for you.
Yeah.
Why did you think you needed to do this?
I don't know.
No, it's not. Your name is not Kid. No, you are not Kid.
Yeah. Your name is Hot or Sexy. I don't know.
Kid Rock! Yeah, the thing this song was missing was e-drums.
Yeah. If you could, scale the production down quite a bit, then you might have something.
We're actually just going to record this at 128 kbps. Yeah. No sense in compressing
it. Yeah, why bother? Real strong karaoke vibes.
That it sucks, yes.
Yeah.
Let's move on to some.
What? What?
You should probably turn this up.
Okay, so. If you haven't played before, or you are an inexperienced or newbie player like myself, you need to know that weapons fall into.
This is like a little too throaty and intense to be the calming thing I think it's supposed to be.
Is it supposed to be calming or are you supposed to crank it? I'm pretty sure with ASMR you're supposed to be cranking it, right?
Yeah, but the voice itself I think is supposed to be calming. Like it can be loud, but I think it's supposed to like put you at ease and make, you know, the brain tingles or whatever the fuck it is that happen. This is just kind of stressing me out.
Oh, she hasn't even gotten started yet.
Orange.
Yeah, this is 4.5 minutes again.
That's... Okay, so let's just start going through them.
Yeah, let's start going through them.
So first up, we have assault rifles. Assault rifles.
Okay, see, now this is starting to put me at ease.
There you go. So, this woman whispering assault rifles over and over again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Assault rifle. And obviously, they break down into uncommon.
Is she recording this in a damp cave?
Yeah, probably. No, I think her throat is the damp cave and the microphone's up real close.
But it feels like the wet
effects... Again, you're supposed to be cranking it.
I feel like the wet effects are happening separate from her talking. Like, there's two layers there.
Assault rifle. Scoped rifle.
Scoped rifle.
Scoped. Scoped.
Being activated right now.
Uh-huh.
Assault rifle burst. Assault rifle burst. 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 Next up, we have SMGs. SMGs.
It's a submachine gun.
It's not good. It's not the thing I think it's supposed to do.
Nah.
And your silenced SMG. Silenced
silenced us.
And obviously you have the different variations of those.
Of course, yes.
SMGs.
Okay, let's move on.
Right. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see where this is going. This is giving me ASMR. How dare you? Oh.
Damn, son. Damn.
No.
No, you know, whatever. If you wanna make the music better, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Oh, is this that fucking anthem rap you were telling about? Shit. Fuck. Wow.
Yeah. You know, maybe if they reboot Anthem, these songs can have a second life, you know?
Yeah. I think this is still better than the game.
Oh, I don't know. I maybe right up until the part where the guy went, technology!
Yeah, this part sucks the most shit.
Right? Of anything. This is like, it's like... Apparently this guy now has a song called Untitled Goose Song.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, run, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Khaki ass motherfucker. It's good, right? A LeVar Burzum in the chat says, wow, it's like Imagine Dragons where the kids everyone fucking hated in high school. It's guy's yelling. He's very angry.
Yeah, he's really disappointed in that game.
Like, this had to have been written before the game was out, though,
obviously.
Right?
Obviously.
Like, they wrote it, they watched a trailer, read a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, it really bothers me that the guy he got to do the vocal hook sounds like me doing a joke singing voice. But he's doing it for serious. God. Are you even trying? This is the take you're going with.
Yeah, this is the... Yeah.
You did one take and that's it.
Yeah.
This is like me trying to catch up with the lyrics in Rock Band.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna get harmonics on the phone. We're gonna do a track pack of nothing but these video game songs.
Yep.
It's gonna be 40 fucking songs.
Yep, all of them good.
About all the good video games by all the good musicians.
Well, I mean, I downloaded this fucking... You know, this pitch corrector VST, and it didn't come with instructions, wink wink. I think it all works. Let's turn this knob this way.
This is so fucking rotten. Like, the other thing sucked more, but there was, like, more effort in it. They tried so much harder to suck harder.
Yeah.
This is just lazy. God, they just keep coming. Just everyone's paying tribute to Disturbed for some reason.
Yeah.
David Draymond is being worshipped by several people. God. Oh, buddy. Oh. Hey, you know what? Let this one play. This one goes.
Yeah.
This one goes. Holy shit. This has, like, the breathy fucking, like, offness of a guy who is also playing all the MIDI instruments.
Yeah.
While the song is being, like, while he's recording.
This guy just ran into the karaoke bar.
Yeah.
He's being chased and ran right up on stage just in time to start singing. Play the original sample here, just, you know, out of time here, just so we can compare. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds like what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, fuck that guy, but at least he can say, ooh, wah.
Yeah, that's right.
The one thing he's good at. He had to trade away a lot of fucking life skills and fucking humanity to get that, but hey, we all make choices.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up. song itself is sick. It has disease.
No, this,
it
yeah,
needs
this,
to be put
this
down. Is- Yeah, there's this whole fucking breakdown, and he's doing it!
I don't think I made it to this part of the song before adding it to this playlist.
Oh!
Holy shit.
God.
Well, we listened to that whole song.
We sure did.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Is it?
I just, you know, I have some built-up love for Hot Dad after Hypnospace Outlaw, but
that does not excuse this.
That is not.
I am not condemning Hot Dad as an artist, but I am saying that maybe this was a misstep.
Again, you know, a lot of songs on this playlist, on the other playlist, generated a certain amount of anger.
Yeah.
And that required a certain response from me. And now here we are.
More like Mambo No.
Yeah. Yeah. In a calmer moment, I'll say I don't hate this as much as I maybe did when I added it to the playlist.
I don't hate this as much as many of the other things on
this playlist. Yeah, it might not be quite down in the fucking dregs the way some of the other stuff is.
It kind of seems like it understands the way it sucks and is really enthusiastic about it.
Yeah. Let's move on.
There's an intentionality to it. I don't like the title of this, I can say that.
The signal is broken up. I don't know what we're gonna do.
Is the face I'm making radiating to the chat?
Anything you can do, I can. There's a certain disgust and disdain for the world.
No, it's not. Yes, it is.
very funny.
Miners are obnoxious even when unconscious. YouTube's for talent.
It's for Bebo and Fallon. You're just another Disney schmuck. Parodies aren't art.
Story time. You suck. Anything Vine can do, YouTube the sweeter. I can see anything sweeter than you.
I can't. I have to. Gulag! You gotta turn this up.
Is this like a David Leavehart thing?
I don't know.
Like, does this person actually just like need help?
The artist's name is the odd man who sings about poop, puke, and pee.
So it's Dan?
Yeah. If Dan had a singing career. Instead of a t-shirt drawing career.
I just feel upset for this person and their life. I'm just sad now.
I imagine that this entire album is just this, but with different names.
And like maybe slightly different samples.
Yeah.
Should you be? It's really taking you to task here, man.
Yeah, I'm a. Maybe it's like commanding, and I'm like, no, I don't.
What are we doing?
This is probably good. I don't even remember what this is. That's how good it is. Cities and towns. It is called San Francisco, good city, good nice city place, yes.
I believe in a universal basic income because it will allow more people to make music like this in their time. They won't have to worry about holding down a job.
But also, wouldn't they have to not? They wouldn't have to make music like this in a like a sad attempt to try to earn a living.
I don't think this person is doing this because they have to.
Okay. Or at least not for the money.
No.
They might have to because of some primal instinct that forces them to create.
Yeah, that's different. It's not a matter of survivability. It's more about a need to put himself out into the world the way that he sees it.
Across the Golden Gate Bridge.
We did. Prescient.
San Francisco experience. La la, la la la. There's nothing better in the world than San Francisco, California.
Well, that's not true.
Yeah, that's. I have
that's.
Something.
Jesus!
This might be the same version. I might have added this twice.
No, but this is
different... on some, this is on a different compilation.
But it's the same one. I don't know, man. This might be another.
This might be different. I don't know. It's
hard to say. I'll know by the ooh-ah.
Oh, it's acoustic. Acoustic goth version. For the scary songs to listen to the dark compilation. Tone it down a little bit, you know? Oh, you made it spooky for Halloween. Good.
This version is also only 3 minutes long.
I wonder if it cuts off all the screaming at the end.
Ooh.
You can really sink into the vocals a lot more easily.
Yeah. I'm singing, all right. I can't take anymore.
Yep.
I'm fucking down to sickness. I just can't. All right. What are we doing here? What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Steamed hams down in Africa is the name of this.
This is 15
also,
minutes
all,
long.
Also, by the way, also, this is 15 minutes long.
What the fuck? What?
Probably had this track that they wanted to get in front of people and then put the Simpsons fucking Africa joke at the front of it to SEO their way into the hearts and minds of a nation.
Holy.
If I remember correctly, I skipped through the rest of the 15 minutes and the rest of it is just this.
Question I have.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there are several, but this is the one I'll go with. Did Jacksepticeye put this out himself? Or did someone make this remix of him doing something from one of his streams?
I'll see if he is the only artist name on the track or not. Spotify doesn't pass that information to the car a lot of the time. This says Jacksepticeye and the Gregory Brothers.
Yeah, this feels like they just took a bunch of clips from his streams and then auto-tuned them into the song.
Yeah, that's exactly what this sounds like.
All right.
Like some real fucking low-effort fucking trash.
Yeah. Great
Steve. Danger Helvetica says, I took an Ambien earlier. This is quite an experience.
Oh, you should go to bed. Right
never now. Or never sleep again. apparently, the video version of this song has 81 million views.
I'm going to drive this fucking car off the road.
That was my worry when we were getting into this. But, let's move on.
Oh, here we go. I remember this guy.
Cyclops says, my niece loves this song. She made me listen to it last year at Christmas. I assume the previous.
I mean, in either event, whether it's this song or the last one, that child should be punished.
Uppercase CCC says, wait, is this an Overwatch parody of somebody I used to know? Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Well, by the way.
Oh, fuck. Well, I can't play Overwatch ever again. I'm done. That's it.
We'll have Overwatch 2.
I'll play it until someone writes a song about it. So, like, 5 minutes after it comes out, I'll have to stop playing it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It's a cover of the Marvel vs. Capcom select screen music. Also, this... Right, I just remembered the other thing about this song.
What's the other thing about this song?
It'll
present itself?
Yeah.
It'll become apparent? Alright.
Was just a faithful cover of this song, I would be like, cool, I don't want to listen to it, but good on you.
Is the thing something different than the horrible horns?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember how long it takes to get into it. If it's,
you know what,
the very
I'll
not,
sit with it. But, I'll sit with it. It's fine. I'm really enjoying these horrible fucking horns now.
Yeah!
That doesn't belong there.
Nope.
Listening to the regular playlists these last couple of trips, that's more like a slow erosion of your soul.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, you know, a stretch where, like, it's caustic and it's unpleasant, but it, you know, takes a while. It just kind of sits there and just kind of works its way the way nature does. This is like being dumped in the fucking Joker chemicals.
Yeah, this is just like fucking... Every bone in your body, every piece of bone marrow has been replaced with strychnine.
Like, I've turned into Emil at the end of RoboCop right now.
Yeah. Oh, apparently Nerd Out already has an Overwatch 2 song. So, as of 6 days ago.
Fuck off!
Oh, baby.
Ah, we're back to this.
I dedicate this to all the pretty girls. All the pretty girls.
Say anything, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty girls.
decided to name their band Say Anything.
No, I know about Say Anything. Oh, I know
really?
This band.
Oh, really?
Not a fan.
Oh, really?
But whatever. You give me your number. But this is, this is completely indecipherable from a shitty white guy YouTube cover.
Yep.
Like, there's nothing about this that reads like you are actual musicians.
Yeah. Do it like this. I've been adding songs to this version of the playlist for some time now, but I've never actually gone back and listened to the distillation of it. And
you've done something.
It's like a time capsule, frankly.
Fucking put this shit on the Voyager satellite, send it out in space. This is what humanity is.
Yeah.
This is what we make.
Speaking of nerd out.
Joko cruise.
Jesus.
That's the level of desperate we're talking about.
Using Nuketown as a punchline.
It's like All Star, but there's 30 celebrities doing it.
Yeah, that's fun, right?
All really recognizable voices from your favorite celebrities.
Star, get the show on, get paid, and all the glitter is gone. meteor men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite pictures.
That's my skin is getting pretty thin. Where's getting long?
I have recognized maybe four of these. And the four work very good.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get the show on, get back. And all that glitters is gold. All the shooting stars.
Yeah.
Somebody asked. Could I spare some change for gas?
I need to get myself away from this place.
I said, yep. What a concept. I could use a little fuel myself, and we could all use a little.
Yeah, do you guys have Fresca on tap?
Well, fears start coming, and they don't stop coming. Fade to the rules, I hit the ground running.
Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb.
So much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong with taking the back streets?
You'll never know if you don't go.
You'll never shine if you don't glow.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play, and then bring me pictures of Spider-Man.
Hey now, you're a rock star.
Oh my God.
And all that is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
Suck my dick!
Wow.
God!
Yeah, that's
fuck! That was just really infuriating. That wasn't even just bad. That was, like, boiling my blood.
Yep. Yep.
Whew! All right. This just seems stupid. That's fine. I can do that. I can deal with this.
Yeah, this is just, this is just bad.
Back in the day we used to sit spellbound.
Oh, this got worse.
Yep.
This is not good.
On the block. We used to laugh at our parents getting shocked. Now that we're older, we're less mature. Fatalities will never lose their allure. Call up your friends and tell them be here by night. They're gonna want some hero
spy.
It's pretty fucking bad.
It is pretty fucking bad. I'm just saying, after that last thing, it's gonna take some real shit to get me back to where I just was.
Oh, here we go.
Oh no.
It's my favorite place, though I've been.
I don't like this person.
This person is like a fucking wanted man.
I don't like this.
An actual criminal. Guy's on the no-fly list. Has to be.
This guy should be in the face-off prison.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Black side magnetic boot ass fucking prison.
Except when fucking he says out, they say no, not you.
Yeah. Please. I can't take that.
Outlaw College. Just ban it.
Yeah.
Available now on PC.
Oh, this is the same guy.
Weird how that works.
I did not go to a better place.
No.
Oh. I think I've actually heard this one before.
Oh,
somehow.
Yeah.
Possibly on the playlist. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the original version of this song is fantastic. I love this song. I don't love this version of this song.
No. Yeah, I think I've heard both the original, and I think I might have heard this one before, too.
Alright, this is a shitty cover of this song.
Yeah, we don't... That is a good song that someone should not have covered.
Turn this one up.
Feeling so good. I get meaner and fatter and better than ever, motherfucker.
motherfucker.
Feeling so good. I'm Howard's bitch, living large, motherfucker.
Have the Street Fight Radio guys heard this?
I don't know.
Because they should.
Congress fucking find
someone
me.
Tell Murder Brian about this.
Stand behind me. Don't remind me. Blackballed and find me. Thank God the king of Almeida decided to sign me. Wind and dine me. Hi, John Hogan and Lowry. Tried to divide me, but my boys are still beside me. Not through it all. The industry idolized me. They plagiarized me, but really don't surprise me. I'm on the rise. So many people despise me. Yeah, we're doing rather nicely. Here's a fuck you from my very own friend Hadley. I'm looking good and now my pants don't fit too tightly. Now when I shit, my new girl don't have to wipe me. I drop more weight than fucking Keira Knightley. I hate Clear Channel, I say fuck you politely. Hey Dandy Loretto, how come you never like me? Oh, was forgot, now I'm not. Don't mess with fucking bubble gloves, fudge. I'm not full, I'm half hot. Don't mess with fucking bubble gum sponge.
I can't.
Wake up in the forest. I'm like, what's the dilly? Some kid just stole my magic flute and rode up on my belly. So now I'm rolling.
Kesha doesn't deserve this.
Nope. She's been through too much already.
Not even remotely.
And then I flip my shield. Oh, baby, look at my eyes, they glow, glow. Look at my hope, it's oh, oh. Berries be telling me no.
World War II. The war.
Yeah, that happens.
Then there was Call of Duty World War II.
Yeah, that happened also.
Then this guy wrote a song about the Call of Duty World War II.
You're missing a step.
So good. Yeah, I guess I am missing a step. Then
there's the part where the fucking Bruno Mars
wrote,
and then he wrote
fucking
that song,
Locked Out of Heaven. Good news, he uploaded a Jedi Fallen Order anthem, apparently.
What the fuck? What are we doing here? What is the... What did you... Oh! Oh! Oh, that hits in a way you are not expecting.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You feel that one in your spine.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, we got 12 songs to get through and not a lot of time left.
Let's get in there. Okay, I really like the album cover for this, I gotta say.
Yeah. Professionally done, for sure. I got the Wi-Fi blues, can't get my keyboard right.
I'm typing all the day and drinking half the night. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. It's bad.
What? 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 There's a million reasons why I don't believe. What are we doing? What are we doing here?
You know?
What are we doing here?
You know? Maybe just hear him out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh. Ah, fuck off. What did I ever do to these guys? It's not like I'm Voldemort.
But here at Hogwarts. Yeah. I'm a magic
boy. I'm gonna run out of tooth enamel by the time we're done with this. I am just fucking gritting. Sample.
Yeah.
I have a feeling when I hear who is doing this, that's going to be the point. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the eve so I could get some phone. Well, this is just confusing. Chilling all alone in the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Yeah, I don't understand what's happening.
If you leave the vocals quiet enough, someone might mistake it for the real thing.
Oh,
weird.
Another one.
More from these fuckers.
Oh, this ain't right at all.
Of a pop punk Christmas.
Only 12 days?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
is the first time I've ever wanted Nintendo to sue someone.
Yeah.
You know that shit killed when they played it live.
Oh, God. I don't even want to think about it. This is a dance remix of You Can Call Me Al. I think you may have actually heard this one.
I think I have.
For reals, the other day.
Oh, Robin DeLand?
Yeah, this is this fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, I heard that.
Lose Yourself. Apparently this made it on here twice.
Yeah.
Apparently this made it on here twice.
No, that's...
Apparently this is on here twice.
You should fix that.
Oh, I don't know.
Feel right at all.
You shouldn't feel right after that. You take that with you back to New York.
I'm gonna take that with
me.
You
take this playlist. You take this playlist back with you to New York.
This is gonna stick with me for the rest of my life, and I have you to thank for that.
You remember what happened here.
I do, and I will. Goodbye, everyone.
Everyone have a great weekend. If you can.